Some items you treasure because of their sentimental value and the people and experiences that they might remind you about, but then other collectibles really are a treasure in terms of cash. In fact, they could be worth quite a bit of money. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. There are probably a lot more items in your attic whose value is strictly sentimental, but once in a while, there's a hidden treasure in there as well. Perhaps Shirley Bauman's going to help us out with that, finding out whether or not what you have is worth some money. She's a certified personal property appraiser, registered Wisconsin auctioneer. She owns Bauman Auction Services and also Heirloom Appraisal and Estate Services. And Shirley, always great to see you. Thanks for coming by today.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, I really enjoy having you here. And we've talked many times about this, but collectibles, sometimes you'll have something that, oh, it's worth a lot of money, right? You know, I think about Beanie Babies as an example that were worth a lot of money, and I don't think they're worth very much anymore. They change in value over time.
They do, and you're right, they're not worth anything. If I have a sale, I might sell one for a dollar to Grandma because the little one wants a puppy. And they were so hot for so long. There might be one or two that were rare that are still valuable, but that's about it. And that's because newly made collectibles, there's too many of them made.
Yeah.
And there's things like Beanie Babies, collector plates, Avon bottles. People were told they were going to be collectible and valuable. And when they're made to be collectible, that's not it. It's the things that people used every day that survived that become collectible.
So those are the things that are always going to be valuable. Or are there things that are always going to be valuable no matter what the trends are?
Well, that's a
tough question. Yeah,
it is. And I think the answer is yes, but the longer answer is they're going to be more and less valuable. I have customers who come to me often and say, well, 15 years ago, this was worth such and such, so it's that much older now, it should be worth that much more. And, well, now it's fallen out of favor, so it's actually worth less.
Yeah.
The antiques and collectibles market is just that, a market. Things go up and down by popularity, by what's going on television and magazines and pop culture, you know, the movies. Just recently, the golden bikini that Princess Leia wore in the second Star Wars movie was sold for $96,000.
Oh, my goodness me.
It's pretty expensive bikini.
Bikini. Got that right. Well, now, I'm wondering about some of the collectibles that people are kind of dying to get their hands on. One of the things that I have, or our family has, I don't personally, my sister and I and my brothers, are some knives, folding knives from my great-grandfather and my grandfather and my dad.
Yeah, they're actually quite an interesting and hot collectible right now. Whenever I have a sale, they all seem to go.
Huh.
And very recently, there was just the highest selling item on eBay for the month was a folding knife.
Oh, my goodness.
Antique. And I think there's a lot of reasons. They're still, in some cases, useful. They don't take up all that much room as if, you know, compared to collecting furniture or something like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of cases, they're just easy to carry, easy to move, fun. And there's many manufacturers, and they were made in many countries. So there's a lot of depth to the collecting field.
And then what else might there be? I heard that mid-century modern was kind of popular.
Mid-century modern is hot. And you've got to emphasize modern, not just because it's made in mid-century, but it's the modern design that came through that period. You know, we'll see furniture, and that if you think of that Danish modern, that's really hot right now. But something that was made in the 50s in the, you know, American colonial style, that's not hot. It's because it's that new modern design that came through at that period. And we're not only talking about furniture. We can be talking about indoor and outdoor furniture. We can be talking about China. You know, last sale I had, that's the only China set I sold, was the one with the modern design from the 50s. And it can be the lamps and the accessories, the art from that period. Even glassware takes on that modernistic look from that period.
So very cool. And, you know, Tim, one thing that I've seems to have held up value over time is advertising, certain kinds of advertising.
Certain kinds of advertising and, you know, certain products. Coca-Cola yeah. is always hot, and I think it's going to stay that way for quite a while. But the advertising signs are hot right now, the porcelain signs, the nice, you know, baked-on finish. That was advertising products. And it depends on what it is. A while back, I sold a small porcelain sign that was advertising oysters, a specific brand of oysters. And it was rounded so it would fit on like a pole. And the owner had picked it up for $15, and we sold it for $575.
Oh, my goodness.
So in here in Wisconsin, you know, oysters are something we don't, you know, that's not a native product here. So it's very interesting. Gasoline, the old gasoline signs, you know, with the flying horse and those kind of things. And neon, still
very popular.
Still popular when you can have that, yeah.
Shirley Bauman, our guest today. You can go on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show to Bauman Auction Services or Heirloom Appraisal and Estate Services, her two companies, if you want to find out more about those companies. You could also post a question, comment, or maybe if you have a photo, could post a photo there as well, although we may, Shirley, you might have to look that up on your iPad. But
that's right.
We can go. You can go to our Facebook page on your iPad and do that. Pat in Bowler has a question for you, so let's go to Pat. Thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. I picked up a painting. I don't even know if it's original or not, but it says Claude Monet in the corner. It was just at a thrift shop, and it has stamped on the back of the frame Claude Monet. It's probably a print because it has a number on it.
Yes.
Like number 360 or something like that.
Yes, Mike, I would say that you've probably got a print there. And, of course, Monet was one of the very famous Impressionist artists. And his work was very popular with the general masses and reproduced very often. What you want to do to really make sure is magnify that work really high. And maybe a regular magnifying glass won't work. You might have to use a jeweler's loupe. And if it's got a dot pattern, then you know it's been printed. And it's not an original painting. So if you're not seeing the paint strokes, but you're seeing dots, then you've got mechanically reproduced print.
And that one will now, and now obviously that's not going to be worth as much.
No, it's not going to be worth as much, but it's still worth its decorative value because, like I said, he's a very famous artist.
All right. Thanks very much, Pat. Connie in Portage, your turn. Hi, Connie.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to know the value of a sampler from 1800.
Well, there's
it's on Lindsay Woolsey, and has the alphabet and a Bible verse on the bottom of that.
Okay, there's a lot of different things that go into valuing samplers, and of course, textiles from that period condition is really important.
Mm-hmm.
It's also how well the work was done, and exactly what is on it. Almost all of them had the alphabet on. The ones that are more valuable are those that had pictures, birds and animals and that kind of thing, houses and even figures. And the ones that bring a lot more money are from the 1700s. The 1800s, we still see enough of them. So it's hard for me to say, you know, size, of course, matters in this case, if it's a small sampler or very large, very vivid colors. So I can't really give you a value. But you should be able to do some Googling and
come up with something. And thanks a lot for calling. Shirley Bauman, our guest today, certified personal property appraiser. And, you know, the guy, the resident sailor at Wisconsin Public Radio is Mike Crane. And Mike might have some memorabilia from the sailing, from his sailing. Do you, Mike?
You know, we destroy boats so easily. and there's a saying that boat owners have that a boat is a hole in the water into which you pour money. So I don't know. But there are some beautiful collectible boats that I see on the water. You know, those wonderful old wood motorboats and a few others like that I am sure, because I know what some friends have spent on it, they're worth an awful lot, at least to the owners. They may be very hard to sell, though, right, Shirley?
Well, that depends. There's a lot of things. But, you know, there's more collectibles than just the boats, the equipment, the...
The lights and all the rest of it that might go along with it.
Right?
Right.
The flags that people...
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what's really valuable. I've got a valuable thing that I participate in every single day, and that's Wisconsin Public Radio.
Great segue, Larry.
Yeah, and I tell you what, that's why Mike's with us in the studio right now. Mike Crane of Wisconsin Public Radio. He's with me to encourage you to go to WPR.org. or phone 888-202-2552. Do it right now to make your gift of support of the programs you count on. And we had a pretty good last hour, didn't we?
We did. Last hour we heard from 29 new and returning members. Thank you for all of those pledges.
Right now we have a dollar-for-dollar match, and that's really critical for us, up to $4,900. This generous match is from current members, including 9XM Leadership Circle member Sue Hartman from Libertyville and WPR friends from Burlington. And it means that they'll match every dollar that you give. And it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
And when you pledge, you'll be entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. Donate any amount during the fall membership drive for your chance to choose your own adventure. We have trips coming up to Cuba, to South Africa, and the Canadian Rockies. Each of those would be incredible fun, and you have a chance at that.
Double your support for the programs you love and get entered in the drawing. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, from 11 to 12:30 every weekday, we take a break from the news and from politics. Lots of good stuff in the morning, but isn't it great to be here with Larry and his wonderful guests, focusing on advice topics and the outdoors and this really interesting topic of all the collectibles that we have and we wonder about. You know, what's hot and what's not. The Beanie Babies that you brought up earlier really struck me because I remember a niece of mine had a million of them. And that's... very much to your point, Shirley, they were probably not worth a lot because of that.
Well, there's not a secret, they're not so secret ingredient to winning in terms of our radio programming, and that's listener support. Your support as you listen here, you make the program possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we have something that you might find useful in carrying around things that are a little collectible, and that is an old favorite of public radio. We have a tote bag.
And it's a canvas bag. It's made from recycled cotton. It's has a bright blue WPR design. It's printed right here in Wisconsin, and it's yours when you give $6 a month. That's $72 or more. So I hope you'll ask for your tote bag now and show your support for WPR when you make your pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
This membership drive, we're having a drawing for a trip of your choice to South Africa, Cuba, or Canada. When you give, you're automatically entered, but you don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Enter by sending a postcard, or better yet, by making a pledge right now.
And here's how to do that. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge. During this fall membership drive, Larry Mueller here with Mike Crane asking for your support of WPR and your gift. Maybe it's $10 a month or maybe it's $15 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Hey, you know, since we launched our Sustainer program, thousands of members have made the switch to providing a steady, reliable stream of support to WPR by making their automatic monthly gifts. And that security comes with benefits, both for you and for Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, it means we can focus more of our resources on programming, and you don't have to remember to renew your membership every year because it automatically rolls over. You can become a Sustainer today. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 with a gift of $10 a month or whatever amount you choose.
Have you ever had this situation? Maybe you've been on vacation and couldn't find a great public radio station to listen to, or as happens in my car, sometimes the car radio doesn't work, and you feel like something's missing because you can't listen to WPR for a while, and then you got WPR back. You came back into town, you banged on the radio, and it came back on, and you had the great feeling of familiarity.
When you see how happy you are to have that familiar voice or voices back and the program back, that's when you realize how important WPR is in your life. The way to keep it here is to support it with your dollars, so I hope you'll make a pledge right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And there's a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including 9XM Leadership Circle member Sue Hartman from Libertyville and WPR friends from Burlington. That means your gift of $50 turns into $100, $200 becomes $400. You get the idea. Take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Again, pledge any amount this drive and you're automatically entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You go to Cuba, you could go to South Africa with Mike. I mean, you're going, aren't you?
I am so excited.
Oh, it's going to be great. There's a train trip to the Canadian Rockies as well. You don't have to donate to enter. Just go to WPR.org for all the details. But if you're going to pledge, now's a great time to do it because you can double the impact of your pledge and enter the drawing with your gift at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Well, and Vicky and Mike from Viroqua said, we've been meaning to donate, but the drawing got us really interested. How fun. I might not win, but I'll enjoy WPR all year. And so that number again to get entered and to make a pledge, 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Contribute right now. Again, WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Well, I bet you'd be happy if you found some collectible in your house that was worth a lot of money. Maybe you've got one already. Shirley Bauman can help out. Shirley is a certified personal property appraiser. She owns Bauman Auction Services and also Heirloom Appraisal and Estate Services. Comes by every so often to talk with us about what's hot and what's not in the collectibles area. We had a Facebook question from Susan from Cottage Grove who wondered about silver prices. Can you talk about that at all, Shirley?
Sure. As we're looking at the precious metals market, silver, of course, is one that we've made into a lot of flatware and hollowware for the table. The silver price itself is down right now from what it had been fairly recently. And so when a lot of people come to my sales anymore, they bring little pocket scales along and they weigh the forks and the spoons and those kinds of things and the pitchers and such to get an idea of the silver content itself. Now, that assumes that they're looking to melt silver.
Yeah.
And, of course, then we're looking at the other side of it where we have antique silver that's withstood generations and ages and beautiful, beautiful artistry in the casting and decorating of that silver, and that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
So you need to look both at the intrinsic value of the metal as a base price, but then you're looking at the quality of
the workmanship. Mm-hmm.
On the items. And then, again, provenance might come in because there were a lot of silver items from trays to loving cups that were given as, prizes, honorariums, that kind of thing. And so if it was given to someone famous or by someone famous, that always makes a difference as well.
Pat in Brookfield has a question for you, so let's go there. Pat, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. We have a collection of Native American pipes, and one of them is a black steel-tight stone pipe. And it's maybe 17th century.
Wow.
Mm.
Very cool.
17th century would be about the 1600s.
Yeah.
Very, very nice old piece. And, of course, Native American items are still sought after and are quite collectible. There are a lot of things I can't exactly give you a value, but the things you want to look at in terms of when you are valuing it is condition, of course. Are there chips, or has it been put together in terms of more than one piece, and are those joints tight? Has it been used or not? Doesn't really matter unless it's been kind of abused. And any decoration on it. And if you can also find out the style of the decoration, you might be able to trace it to a particular tribe, a band, mm-hmm. and that always helps the more information you have. Hero Hawk and Open Stone, Open Heart. Hero Hawk and Open Heart is a very good book that I use for Native American items.
Hero Hawk and
Open Heart.
Open Heart.
Yes.
So that's worth getting. Go to your library or whatever,
yes,
and get a copy of that.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. That's... Okay. Good luck. Thanks, Pat. Sounds like a really interesting collection.
Mm-hmm.
Kellen's Sugar Camp up next. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi. I picked up a compass, and it's like for a boat. It's in brass gimbals, so that any way you move it, it always stays level, like a gyroscope.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about 10 inches tall. It's on a brass pedestal that flows at the bottom. It's mounted on a piece of beautiful tigered mahogany that's just about maybe a half inch on each side, a little bigger than about 3/4 inch thick. But it does have a black flocked paper on the bottom with a little sign that says, very tiny sign that says Made in India. It's one of those really old Made in India signs.
Okay.
And the dial itself for the compass is some sort of probably like a heavy calendar board that says Made in Germany. It's in black and white. It's just beautiful.
Hmm.
But I don't know if something like this was like a reproduction or if it's something that was used for boats. It was just,
yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of coming to my mind as you were talking about it, that it may actually be a reproduction, but I can't say that for sure. When it was 1921, when items coming into this country had to be marked with made in the country of origin in English. And that was law passed at that time. So if it is marked that way, then it's likely to be past
1921.
The 20s. Yeah. And so I'm not that sure that these were made for the shipping industry in India back that early. Brass, of course, is a product of India. So it could be a newer reproduction piece. But and in that case, it would have at least its beautiful decorative value from what you're telling me.
Yeah, it sounds pretty.
Yeah, yeah. So I really can't say without seeing it. That's a problem with a lot of these antiques and art. It really is important to see
them. To see it. And so Cows would need to take it to someone and have them take a look at it.
That's what I would recommend.
And then oftentimes something like that, somebody here in Wisconsin, you'd probably rely on other people as well, for example, if you were.
I do. I have a lot of colleagues around the country who are specialists in this and that, and we work together.
Yeah. Thanks, Kel, for calling. Patty in Stillwater, it's your turn. Hi, Patty.
Hi, thank you. Yes, I have a wonderful metal tray. It looks like two Caribbean ladies, large figures sitting on a bench, very colorful costumes on, and fans, and then the name of the person, it's not transferware, it's hand-painted, but the name of the artist is Frank Neal, N-E-A-L. I picked this up at an estate sale years ago, and I was just wondering about it.
So it's a hand-painted?
It is, it's so festive. And then around the edges, it has raised edges. It has two cut-out handles on it, and it has chickens all around. the edges, the raised edges. But it's just a wonderful tray.
Hmm. And you say it's metal?
It is metal, yes.
And then the color was applied to the metal. Because when you were describing it, I was thinking of,
sort of a baked-on enamel, maybe?
Well, an enamel or even a ceramic.
I can usually tell if it's, I was thinking transferware, and I know it's not that, because you can usually see that, reflection or something. But Frank Neal, I don't know if that would ring a bell at all, but obviously he's the...
Yes, Frank Neal was from Chicago, mm-hmm. but he primarily lived in New York. He did a lot of his work in Mexico, however, and that's where some of these brightly colored trays come from. And they say that's where he did his best work. And he is a known artist, and it would exactly what the value of that tray would be right now, I don't know, but he lived from 1915 to 1955, so you should be able to find some records of his work. And I think if you Google Frank Neal tray, you'll find some of this.
And the sort of the value of that is to be able to see what other people have purchased it for.
Right, and that's what we base values on as appraisers, is like current, as close as possible, current sales of the same or similar type of item by the same or similar type of artist.
Very, very interesting. Thank you so much, Patty, for calling. Appreciate it. A Facebook photo, and I don't know if you had access to it. You do have access to it, Shirley, from Sally. My mom had this exquisite album. It's pristine. Any idea of its value?
Well, if you look at the album, it's just about just a little bit bigger than a pen, a ballpoint pen. It looks about maybe 6 inches, very thick. It's that Victorian era. You can see it's got a metal clasp on it, and it would have held photographs inside. The album looks like maybe it's got some velvet around the outside, and maybe a little painted medallion in the center. And these are still collectible. The Victorian things are not as hot as they were before, so they have gone down in value. But that fine quality piece, I would, if I had it, and it does not have photographs, if it's just the album, I would be thinking you're somewhere in around the $40-$50 range on that. Now, if it's full of the photographs,
that would really add to it,
increase it greatly.
There we go. Thanks so much for that question. Shirley Bauman, our guest, certified personal property appraiser, registered Wisconsin auctioneer, our guest here on the Ideas Network. Mike Crane's come back with me to talk with you about whether or not you've considered becoming a sustainer. And a thank you to everybody who's already become a sustainer and already contributed during this drive. I know Wisconsin Public Radio relies on listeners like you. Your support is the single largest piece of our budget. And if you haven't given yet, Mike, what do you say? Now's the time to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your pledge.
Well, that's right. It's very timely because we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,900 that's in effect right now. And we want to thank some current members who've donated to or plan to donate, really, in order to get you to donate up to that $4,900, including 9XM Leadership Circle member Sue Hartman from Libertyville and WPR friends from Burlington, who will double every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So if you make a, let's say, a $100 pledge, it turns into $200, and also, you're entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You get to choose. sample the music and art of Cuba. You can experience South Africa or see the beautiful Canadian Rockies. That's a wonderful trip, I know. You don't have to donate to enter. Just go to WPR.org for all the details. But you can double your gift right now and get entered in the drawing at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Well, and haven't you been enjoying this conversation today with Shirley Bauman about what's hot and what's not in collectibles? It's an example of the fun and interesting programs that you can expect every day here on The Larry Mueller Show.
So now take a few minutes to make this program and the many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And here's a suggestion for a thank you gift you could have when you make that pledge. How about the new WPR tote bag? That's for a pledge of $6 a month, or you could make a one-time donation of $72 or more and then ask for this recycled cotton tote bag that's printed right here in Wisconsin.
And your pledge supports the programs. You're going to love that canvas tote. Has a bright blue WPR design on it. So, and you can check it out. Just go to WPR.org, check it out, and then ask for yours when you pledge right now at WPR.org or phoning 888-202-2552.
WPR has been around for a long time because we're committed to quality. And Larry, you've been doing a lot of quality.
I've been here forever.
That's right. Maybe not quite forever, but just so much a part of our everyday lives. And that quality that Larry is able to bring to you, the guests and the incredible conversations are made up because of, are made possible because of listener donations, which are the single largest piece of our budget.
Ma'am, your contributions make this program possible and so many others as well. You're part of the quality you hear every day on WPR when you donate at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
My life would be diminished without Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, I wouldn't want to do without it. I mean, from my lay point of view, it's beholden to no one, and it has people working for it who love radio and love what they're doing and love who they work for. You hope that people's character says, this is valuable to me, I need to support it.
You can make your donation in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Mike Crane, and we are asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during this fall membership drive. And maybe your pledge is $5 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift, whatever the amount.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Now, Larry, a lot of the comments we've been getting this drive have come from people who have been listening to WPR since they've been a child, people who've just gotten out of college and said, you know, I ought to do my part. It's just wonderful hearing for that. And maybe your kids right now enjoy certain programs.
Whether it's an interesting story on NPR News or maybe it's a piece of music or laughing along with the weekend shows, WPR caught your imagination as a child. My sister, as a matter of fact, won a contest and got to read her story on one of the WPR programs when she was, I think, 13.
Wow!
It was quite a big deal for our family to sit around and listening to her doing it. Well, maybe WPR caught your imagination as a child. Maybe it engages the minds of your children today. And you make that all possible when you participate as a member. So give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
So we have a dollar-for-dollar match we've mentioned that's in effect right now, and we're not even halfway there in matching those dollars. So let's go, folks. It's from current members. This match is including 9XM Leadership Circle member Sue Hartman of Libertyville and friends from Burlington, too. So your gift of $100 turns into $200. If you could give $500, then that'll make it $1,000, and that would be terrific. It's easy to do at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, of course, you're automatically entered to win two tickets on our WPR trip to Cuba or South Africa or the Canadian Rockies. You don't have to donate to enter that, but just go to WPR.org and get all the details. But really, now is the time to double the impact of your pledge and enter the drawing at the same time with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Please give right now. Thanks for joining us on the Ideas Net as we take a look at what's hot and what's not in collectibles with our guest Shirley Bauman, certified personal property appraiser. Larry Mueller here. Thank you for listening in. And we have open lines. Get you on pretty quickly at 1-800-642-1234. Also, you can go to our Facebook page. That's the title of that is The Larry Mueller Show. And you can post a question or maybe a photo if you've got a photo of something you want Shirley to take a look at. And speaking of Facebook, Shirley had something from Marissa. She says, I'm wondering if you could give some recommendations for blue and white china and pottery. I've been collecting for a while now, but I can't find a comprehensive guide to, you know, the different pieces and styles, the brands and so forth. Is there a website or publication that you would recommend?
Well, blue and white pottery and china crosses such a big, broad area of collecting that I don't know of a comprehensive guide for that. You know, blue and white, it's made by so many different people and over such a long period of time. You know, you can go back to the 1700s and get blue and white Canton ware. And, of course, they're still making blue and white transferware now. So I do not know of a comprehensive guide to recommend for you.
Okay.
I'd look it up by who made the product that you're
That you have.
Yeah.
Okay. Facebook question from Farah. Has Frank Coma pottery come up in value? What the heck is Frank Coma pottery?
Frank Coma pottery was made by someone whose name actually was Frank, and he was from Oklahoma. So that's what he called his pottery, Frank Coma. And it's usually in either a green, kind of a light blue, or a brown with a sandy-colored rim on it. And it was pieces like dinnerware, plates, platters, bowls, dishes, pitchers, those kinds of things, mugs, cups. And they really haven't come up in value. They were hot maybe 12, 15 years ago, that product. And they say it takes a generation and about 30 years for things to come back around again. I don't know exactly if that's true, but if it is, we're only about halfway there, I think.
Okay. All right. Depends on how old are you and you want to wait. Ann in West Salem has a question. Hi, Ann. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for the program. I have some Audubon prints that are numbered. Does that make any difference?
The numbers on them probably indicate, is it like, 320/500?
No, it's just a number 62, a number 33, and it's, it says that it is etched, printed, and colored by Howell. In London, and one of them says 1833.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Those etchings were made in black and white and then hand-colored. So I think you may have something special there. The numbers might indicate just what number in the series it is. It isn't the number itself. I think it's the other information that you gave me that tells me it might be worth looking into further. And Audubon's, of course, have been popular for a long, long time. The birds and the wildlife are so popular.
Where could I take these to get them evaluated? Where are you? In Madison?
I'm in Madison. And in your location, you might check in with a museum.
Oh, boy. Huh?
And they don't value things, but they might, you know, give you some information as to where you could get it valued locally.
Well, I'd rather have you look at them. How do we find you in Madison?
Mm-hmm. If you go to heirloomappraisal.com.
Appraisal.com, okay.
You'll have contact information.
Yeah, and even if you're at the, you can go to our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, and there's links there. Rebecca, I'm pretty sure we've got links up. Yes,
okay.
Rebecca's saying, yeah, there's links there, too, so.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your call. Yeah, but those kinds of things you really have to take a look at to get precise.
You do. And even with the Audubons, I didn't bring it up with her, but there are many different sizes, from the smaller size to the big elephant folios. So there's a lot of different things that you really want to look at.
Cindy and Shatek up next. Hi, Cindy.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
When my dad moved to a condo, he had two paintings on the back side of the glass of a cottage scene, and it looks like also sort of a mother of pearl. It's like a reverse painting. Mm-hmm. And I have two of those, and I don't really know anything about that kind of painting, what it's called, or if it has any value. My grandfather got it in trade for some work during the Depression.
Well, again, this is one of the things, there's different qualities of this and sizes and everything, but it is reverse painting on glass was very, very popular. And it's like applying the paint to a piece of glass and then viewing it from the other side. And some were done just in black and white, or black, to make it like a silhouette, and some were done in full color. So it depends on things. But if we see a lot of them in the smaller sizes, the 8x10s maybe, in the black.
This is much larger.
Yeah.
You know, like probably 2 feet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very large.
And is it full color?
It's full color.
Yeah.
And the building on there, it's a cottage scene or a mill. It really does look like they somehow attached some mother of pearl, you know, a pearl. It's got a shiny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it sounds really cool.
Well, there's, again, it's a long, large, broad category. And the small ones, as I was saying, are only maybe about $35 to $50. But then you can get into the large, multicolored ones can go up into, you know, $1,000 or so. A lot of them I've often seen in about the $100 and $150 range. But mm-hmm. So that doesn't exactly give you a number or information, but
yeah, well,
it's worthwhile to keep and look into.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Cindy. Pat and Eagle, it's your turn. Hi, Pat.
Hello. I was just interested in Red Wing Crocs, and to know the difference between a croc that has a big wing on it or a croc that has a little wing on it.
Well, those wings that are stamped on the side of the croc help you determine age. The smaller wings were earlier, and then later, you know, bigger is better, and they'd make larger stamps of the red wing on the croc. So smaller is better, and then the different sizes of crocs, and again, the styles, if it's got the molded handles or not, that all makes a difference. And you also want to look at the bottom of your croc. Some of them are impressed with the Red Wing Union stoneware words, and that will help make them more valuable. So they can go, you know, range from, for a really small one, in the, you know, $25 or so, up to, I've sold them for as much as $1,000.
For a pretty good size one.
That was about 50 gallon.
About a 50 gallon.
Yeah,
you
know, which is really large.
That is a large croc.
And it had some damage on it. But so, again, it's older is the smaller wing, and size and shape makes a difference.
You know, when I saw the note on our computer screen, Red Wing Crocs, I thought immediately of the ones you put on your feet.
Yeah, yeah.
And not Crocs that are Crocs where you put
pickles
or whatever.
And sauerkraut and those things in to ferment.
Yeah, those great big ones probably were for like sauerkraut.
Sure.
I would bet. Well, Pat, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Shirley Bauman, our guest, certified personal property appraiser and registered Wisconsin auctioneer. Always fun to have her come by on the Ideas Network to talk about the value of collectibles. And we want to talk a little bit about the value of Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike Crane stops by again to talk about that with me and with you. You are a key part here. Listener contributions are the single largest source of funding at Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift keeps the programs you value, including this one, on the air. So I hope you'll make your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And we've still got that dollar-for-dollar match, don't we?
We do. We're making some progress, Larry. It's up to $4,900, and we've raised $3,300 or so right now. So that means it's still available to you. And thanks to 9XM Leadership Circle member Sue Hartman of Libertyville and some WPR friends from Burlington, they will double every dollar you give. And it's a way of inspiring you to support WPR now. Don't put it off. Do it now. And double the impact of your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, of course, don't forget, when you make a pledge of any amount, you're entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You'd get to choose. You could sample the music and art of Cuba. You could experience South Africa. You could see the beautiful Canadian Rockies. And you don't have to donate to enter, actually. Just go to WPR.org for all the details. But hey, you can double your gift right now and get entered in the drawing at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
You know, some of the great regular guests you have here, Larry, just they inspire us and help us make our lives better. You know, I think of Sandy Sawchuck helping with our pets and Scott Craven, who will be very happy to speculate with you on your wildlife sightings, or the weather guys, Steve and John, and bird guy Bill Volker. Just a wonderful crew.
They cover topics near and dear to your heart. I saw Scott Craven. He hollered at me from his car this morning as I was on my way to work.
Hey, Larry.
That's exactly what he said. And I said, hey, Scott, I'll tell you what, he's a supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio. How about you? You know, guys like him, or experts like Scott, give great advice and ideas. Because you've come to trust and appreciate those guests, I hope you'll support this program with your dollars. And you can do it. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Well, Larry, what I also love is that many times it's the listeners who have the great ideas and inspire our guests. And you listeners are terrific. And we appreciate you so much. And we're here to talk about membership, so we'll suggest dollar amounts for the pledge, but you really decide, because every pledge matters. Every pledge helps to pay for programs like The Larry Mueller Show. And maybe you'd like a tote bag for a one-time gift of $72, or you could do $6 a month to get that gift.
Yeah, it's a new spin on a classic. It's made from recycled cotton, has that bright blue WPR design. The bags are printed right here in Wisconsin, which I think is kind of cool, too. And ask for your tote when you give $6 a month or $72 or more at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
First of all, I really believe in what Wisconsin Public Radio does. When I would listen to the pledge drives every year, I would often think, oh yeah, I should call in, or go online and pledge, and then eventually I would do that. When it came around this year, I just thought, you know, this would be so much easier to just do a monthly donation sustaining public radio. Being a sustainer is good for me because I know that I'm doing my fair share. Even if it's not the largest contribution, it's a steady monthly contribution that I know is helping to keep the station on the air. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
You can pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Mike Crane, asking for your support of WPR during this fall membership drive. And maybe your gift is $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
You know, during our membership drives, all kinds of amounts come in. $5, we've had $5,000 pledges, all kinds of different amounts. And speaking of $5,000, how about considering joining our 9XM Leadership Circle with a gift of $100 a month or more that is for the programming that's essential to your life? Make a leadership gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR, I think, is a great source of information about the nation, the world, and, of course, Wisconsin. You value WPR for the lifelong learning it brings your life. You learn something new here every day, year after year.
It's a continuing education that inspires you to love our state, to explore our state, to make your life better. And it's only possible because of support of people like you. And like any education, you get out of it what you put into it. So invest in your education throughout your life by being a member of WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here we are with only a couple of minutes to go during this dollar for dollar match. And we've got maybe $1,500 or so that we could... We're leaving on the table, and I don't want to do that. It's a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now. 9XM Leadership Circle, Sue Hartman, from Libertyville, and WPR Friends from Burlington. Your gift of $50 turns into $100. If you've got $1,000, that'd be great, too. That turns into $2,000. Take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now. And time's kind of running out for this one. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And pledge any amount during this drive, and you're automatically entered to win two tickets on one of those WPR trips, a cultural tour of Cuba with Jonathan Overby, an adventure in South Africa with me. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that. Or a train trip with John Munson to the Canadian Rockies. Looks really great. You don't have to donate to enter. We've got the details of entering without pledging at WPR.org, but we do hope you'll make a pledge at that same address, WPR.org, or by calling 888-202-2552.
Once again, I just keep mentioning this. Our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. There's over $1,000 here that we're going to leave on the table if we don't get your pledges. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Your support of Wisconsin Public Radio is going to go twice as far. We'll be taking a quick look at the news and weather, but there's still time. You've got another minute or two to do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio during this fun drive, visiting with Shirley Bauman, Certified Personal Property Appraiser, talking about what's hot and what's not in collectibles. Great to have her along. And we're going to jump right to questions because Lisa in Madison has one for Shirley, and let's go there. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking me here. Appreciate your show.
Sure.
I've got two, I think, unusual items. One, hanging lamps, like if you'd watch Zane Grey Theater or Gunsmoke, and in the taverns you'd see these kerosene lamps hanging from the ceiling.
Yep.
I have four of these. They've been electrified. The other thing I have is a three-foot-tall Old Forester whiskey bottle. I have no idea how to adjust the value.
A three-footer?
A three-footer.
Is it full?
No. It was used at the end of my dad's bar. They had a funnel, and they threw quarters at it, you know, and then it was empty it out, and they had a beer party.
Oh, what a great idea.
As if they weren't having one when they were throwing the quarters. So I don't know how to determine the value of these items and who would be interested in them.
Yeah.
Well, when you're talking about the whiskey bottle, I thought right away that's an advertising piece.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you've got.
Could be some value there.
And so there could be some value, you bet. And I would look at it as the brand of the whiskey. I can't remember what you said. An advertising bottle. And
just come go online
up with something
for that.
There. Yeah. Go online on that. And that might be something that might be a good seller on eBay.
Yeah, that one. And, you know, especially if you even advertised it that way.
Right.
Put
as
a funnel
an advertising
in it.
Bottle. And tell the story about the way they threw the coins in.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a great. I mean, I could envision somebody with a bar in the basement or something. Yeah. And you have that whiskey bottle with a funnel in it and have people throw money at it.
Yeah. Yeah. What fun that would be.
Yeah.
Anything on the lamps?
Oh, the lamps.
Lamps, yeah. Those we see those a lot, and there are people who like them. And, of course, they're Victorian, so there are people who think they're quite out of date and not their style of decorating right now. And at this point, using them as electrified doesn't doesn't make too much of a difference because that makes them useful to you.
Mm-hmm.
But where they often went in the, you know, 4 or 5, even some up to 800 range, we're seeing half of that now.
So about 200, maybe 250.
Maybe, yeah.
But still.
Yeah, but it's yeah. certainly.
You got four of them. That could be $1,000 worth right there.
Right.
Thanks, Lisa. Appreciate the call. Harlene in Madison, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for having me. Anyway, before I actually get to my question, I want to say my only grandchildren are in Duluth, and I drive from Madison to Duluth several times a year. With a little change of the dial, I can listen to radio, a good radio, all the way up there. So,
wonderful.
Anyway, I have a question about 1,000 postcards and about 1 postcard.
Okay.
I have close to 1,000. I don't even remember how I ever got them. About 500 from China, 500 from Japan from 1906 when somebody was there on their honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are stamped and written on. Some of them were just apparently collected. So I have those. And then I have one from 1939. Where this person wrote that they were leaving London, that so many people were leaving, that all the museums are closed because of the upcoming, you know,
war.
So that's
very interesting.
Where my question is.
Yeah,
I think that one postcard might be as valuable as all your
the
other
rest
ones.
Of them.
We like to see things that talk about history and what was going on, and I think that's the value of that. Postcards are collected in general, but in that case, it is the story. It would more likely be collected today by someone who collects things related to the war as a postcard collector. The Asian ones, again, China has been buying back a lot of their art and artifacts, and if I wanted to sell them, for example, I think I put them on eBay again, and you know, in the world market, they'd be easy to ship international compared to some of the other things I have people asking me to ship internationally. And
what would you put for a price on them? Would you put $1 a piece on them, or would you put 50? You know,
well, again, that takes a little looking, but I would bet if you go to eBay and completed sales.
Ah.
And look up Chinese postcards, you could get an idea of what they're going for. To do that, you have to have an account on eBay, but it's free. You just put in your name and make up a password, and you can look at completed sales. And they'll give you a period of time. It's not all the completed sales ever, but more recent.
That's an excellent idea. So good luck with that, Harlene. Thank you. Pam in Milwaukee, what's on your mind?
Well, I just have a pretty general question regarding hammered, signed aluminum, trays and casserole things. Usually it has a design on it, typically a floral pattern of some sort. And I'm wondering if they have collectability currently or any value.
Yes, they are actually starting to come into their own as a collectible category. Again, this was something we saw a lot of in maybe the 60s and that period.
50s. Okay.
And, a plain tray, I mean, not plain, as in hammer and aluminum, what you're talking about, might be a $20, $25 piece. But what you also want to look at is if it's signed by someone and on the back.
Yeah.
And, you know, who might have made the design on it, because that could make it go for a lot more.
Okay. And another question, just briefly, is there a way to determine the value of beer trays?
Yes, there's many, many, many sites and books on Breweriana. That's the collecting category you're looking at.
Breweriana.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then you want to do it the tray by the brand name of the beer.
But that could be, I mean, some of those are worth quite a bit of money.
Yes, and there's big Breweriana shows throughout the country, and those collectors really go for it. One time I sold one beer can for $875.
For one can.
For one can, no
was
beer.
Was it open? No beer in it.
No beer, it had never been used. The brewery was out of Beaver Dam, and the can had been made, And then the brewery went defunct, so it was never used, and that can was just pristine.
Wow.
And boy, we had a lot of bids from all over the country on that one.
Oh, well, interesting. Pam, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Leslie in Cottage Grove, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I have inherited my uncle passed away last year this time, and he was a prolific artist, and as I would imagine, thousands of paintings. And the family has asked me to see if there's a way to value these paintings. I don't know where to start.
These were paintings that he did himself?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Did he sell his work?
He did sell some of it, yes. He has given much of it away to... He painted a lot of rural Wisconsin scenes, and because he's from the Port Washington, Sheboygan area, some of them were of businesses in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
So he has many paintings that he's given away to some of those businesses and libraries and colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just don't know where to start, and I think I'm sending something to your Facebook page, Larry.
Okay.
As a photo attached, I really don't quite know how to do this. Maybe not.
Yeah, you might even send it, if you can send it as well to Shirley's. Or Shirley, you could take a look at it in case we run out of time.
Right, heirloom appraisal. Now, the thing with... This kind of situation is that you want to look at, if you can find, what those works have been selling for. What did he, how much did he make on them? Maybe he sold his artwork for $25 back in the day, or $100 or something. Get some idea of what it was going for. The only way you can really develop a baseline for value is based on what someone was willing to give for it. So... it's a hard thing. The other thing, in some cases, I've done appraisals on paintings that were done and were kept by the family, but some of these people were in the Wisconsin Rural Arts Program.
Oh.
And then they have a different kind of value because of being part of that program.
Yeah.
Home artists often, you know, unless they've got a sales following, aren't really worth much except for a decorative value.
Oh, so there you go. Good luck. Thank you for calling, Leslie. Appreciate it. We had an email question from Muriel from Lone Rock. We have a set of Wedgwood dishes made in England, service for 12. On the back of the plate, it says Etruria and Ballaston, also embossed Queensware. Our kids aren't interested in having anything that elegant. And so we're wondering what to do with them as we're downsizing and don't want to store them any longer. You've heard that story before, haven't you, Shirley?
If I had a dollar for every time I heard that story, I'd be rich. Even the estate sale I had a couple weeks ago, you know, the mid-century modern set sold with the Haviland Limoges dishes with all the beautiful, you know, cups and soup cups and large and small platters didn't sell. Wedgwood is a fine English company, and this Queensware, what that means is the decoration on it. It's like an embossed floral, and it's probably light blue, possibly light green or lilac color, with a white design around the rim that's raised from the edge. That's what the Queensware means, and the Etruria is pattern. But the point is, so many young people are not interested in those sets of dinnerware for a couple of reasons. One, you said they don't entertain like that. They're casual these days. Another is they don't weather the dishwasher, and they don't go in the microwave. It's not the way people cook anymore either. So I have seen so many, many sets get donated to, you know, organizations, the resale shops that do good work, you know, the hospice resale shop and any of the rest of them, because people just are not buying them, and I don't see them coming back because of the change in the way we cook. Even if more elegant entertaining comes back, they'll have made new dishes that still look old but can go in the dishwasher.
Yeah, that's the thing, the dishwasher thing. Because, mm-hmm. And when they say they won't go in the dishwasher, you know, if you put one in the dishwasher, what happens? Does it take off the paint or what?
A lot of times it takes off the paint or it gets pitted. If there's anything like a little gold rim around, that'll wear off. So it just over time ruins them. I mean, one time through the dishwasher is probably not, you know, going to ruin the entire set, but they don't hold up to that.
Oh, man. So for people who are just interested in, you know, what do I do? I've got something, and how do I find out the value of it? What's your best advice on that?
Well, the internet has made such a difference. If you Google the right terms, you can find a lot. And again, you want to go to completed sales. And if you're doing art, for example, there's a site called Ask Art that's mostly American art, but they're starting to add European. And it says, oh, you need a subscription. Well, you can go and get a very short-term subscription. Sometimes it's 24 hours for maybe $10 or $15. So that certainly is a place to start, and that, frankly, it's a lot less than hiring an appraiser.
Yeah.
So you could, you know, look at something like that. And they give you enough information that you can look around first and see if they have something on your information. But to see the actual sales value, you'd have to subscribe. So if you're inheriting something from your grandparents, don't pick out just that one painting. Get all the paintings together and then get that subscription and look at them all at once. Then you've, you know, kind of maximized that investment.
Shirley Bauman, Certified Personal Property Appraiser. You can go to our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We've got links to Bauman Auction Services and Heirloom Appraisal and Estate Services. If you'd like to take a look at what her businesses are like, she's been with us many times. Always great to have her along. And frankly, always great to see Mike Crane come by. Mike is with Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Membership Drive, of course, and he wants me to tell you that listener contributions are the single largest source of funding at WPR. And so we both hope you'll contribute right now. Any amount makes a big difference at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
So, Larry, last hour, you remember we were a little nervous about that dollar-for-dollar match.
Yeah.
I'm just thrilled to say that in the end, we had 53 new and renewing members come along, and we met that dollar-for-dollar match of $4,900. So that means almost $10,000 just heard of it. That was just terrific. Thank you, everybody. And we have a goal for the remainder of this time period of 20 pledges. I know we can do that with your help because we only have 8 to go.
Oh.
And so we can do that. The goals are important to keep us on track financially and to keep the discussion going strong on WPR.
You count on these conversations, and there's another great reason to make your gift. Your donation, any amount, automatically enters you in a drawing for 2 tickets on a WPR trip. I went on a trip to England a few years back, and the couple, there was a couple who won the trip, and they were had just retired, both of them school teachers, and they had the time of their life, and they really, really were happy and appreciative of it. You know, maybe you could be one of the 2 people who get to go on that trip. Make your contribution right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Well, wasn't that a great conversation with Shirley Bauman today? I hope that you enjoyed it as much as those of us in the studio did.
And we had a lot of fun.
And that you'll vote your approval of this and programs like it with a pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Do it for the fun and informative conversations that you get on the Ideas Network.
Take a few minutes to make this program and the many more programs possible. Choose a gift, whatever amount that works for you, and then make your pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And during this membership drive, you can get the latest WPR tote bag, first one in a long time, for a gift of $6 a month or a one-time contribution of $72 or more. Your donation supports the programs you count on, and you can get a handy tote.
I'm actually looking at one right now. It's made out of recycled cotton, printed right here in Wisconsin, a pretty a blue WPR logo on it. Ask for yours now when you pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm John Munson, encouraging you to join me on a spectacular rail tour through Canada. Make a pledge of any amount during this membership drive, and you'll be entered to win a trip for two. If you win, you'll have three trips to choose from, including a tour of beautiful sights in Canada. Look forward to scenic ferry cruises and idyllic strolls through charming towns. We'll see gardens and historic sites, and we'll explore the heart of Vancouver. Then, get away from it all for up-close views of the majestic Canadian Rockies and glacial blue lakes. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Find the details and the fine print at WPR.org/drawing or enter with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Best of luck.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this fall membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Mike Crane asking for your support of WPR and your gift of $10 or $15 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
You know, because I love the history of WPR, I love the name of our leadership circle. It's 9XM Leadership Circle. 9XM was the original experimental station established in the early 1900s, and our leadership contributions are named after that. How about you? Could you be a 9XM leader and make a contribution of $100 a month or more? Listeners who rely on WPR also rely on people like you making that kind of investment contribution. You're an important part of the picture.
Help us stay strong and continue to grow with a leadership gift at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
You know, on the Larry Mueller Show, you get all kinds of great topics, environmental and consumer issues, how to fix your computer, Wisconsin authors and food. You get lots of great information, and it's all possible because of your financial support of WPR. Support the Larry Mueller Show and the other programs on WPR by pledging at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are still looking for 7 pledges in the next 4 minutes.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it. You give to WPR to support the programs you love.
And it's exciting. You know, if you pledge any amount, you're automatically entered to win 2 tickets to one of those WPR trips we're talking about, to Cuba, South Africa, or the Canadian Rockies. Now, I have to make sure I mention this. You don't have to make a pledge to enter. You can do the postcard kind of thing. All the details are at WPR.org. But I hope you'll make a pledge, because that would be really great and help us to reach the goal. And it's easy to get in touch, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We like to think that WPR is your radio station. Your intelligence, your involvement, and your high expectations shape everything you hear on these airwaves.
And I think that's true just judging from the callers we have, isn't it, Larry?
Yeah.
They're intelligent, involved, engaged.
Yep.
And they expect a lot of our guests, too, which is terrific. Thank you for listening and for making sure that Wisconsin and everywhere that listened on the stream have a vital and strong public radio service. We're your station because you fund it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you're important to us because WPR is listener-supported radio. We count on financial support from people like you, people who rely on WPR to bring them something special every day. Your gift, it's $5 a month or $10 a month, whatever amount feels right to you. It really all makes a big difference at WPR.org or phoning 888-202-2552.
You know, Larry, I think we're still enough of a farming state for people to understand the idea of a barn raising, you know, that essentially we get together, all of us that support Wisconsin Public Radio, and make it happen, just like we might build a barn for a neighbor in the old days. And some people still do in the Amish communities do that. And you help us to do that by making your pledge. So go ahead and make the pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have to go away pretty quickly here, but I just we still have 7 pledges to go to make our goals. Your gift, very powerful. It really makes a difference. So I hope you'll go right now to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. If you haven't contributed yet, please do it now. If you have contributed, thank you so much.